You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
Here on Zoomer Radio, where we say hello once again to Councillor Dick Killam from Kings County in Nova Scotia. Dick Killam, thanks very much for being back on Zoomer Radio.
Thank you, Goldhawk.
You, we have been talking about your proposal for changing the course of a large-scale wind development, large-scale wind turbines in Kings County. And council has finally voted on it. 10-1 the vote was. Did you think it would be quite that overwhelming?
Well, with the public hearings that we had and all the great presentations and research that has done that was done, I think it did persuade some councillors to change their vote on this.
Really? Yeah.
It was pretty overwhelming with respect to the information and the public engagement.
Okay, so now what the vote actually was rescinding a bylaw. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, it's rescinded the original policy that would allow large-scale wind turbines in Kings County.
Mm-hmm.
And the other night it was the second reading, which right now it will be going to the province for their to have a look at, and then as of now, there will be no applications taken.
But is that the sticky wicket? Can it go to the province, and the province will say no way?
Just a moment.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm on the phone.
Dick's on the phone, okay? Come on, guys.
Sorry, it was another extension.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so the province veto this?
In the paper today, actually in the Chronicle Herald, Dexter, our premier, has indicated that he will respect the decision of Kings County Council on this matter.
Really?
And as he mentioned, there are many other projects in the province, mm-hmm. and what we do here won't greatly affect their initiative in the big picture.
But, of course, you guys don't have a Green Energy Act like we do in Ontario, where those decisions aren't even left up to a municipality to make.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think this is work in progress. I think the intent of this is to have community engagement and review the whole bylaw to see if there's an opening or an opportunity for wind development in Kings County. At the end of the day, maybe there won't be. But in the meantime, it's not a closed door as to the subject of wind power.
No.
So we're going to probably have another look at that at some point. But it whether it will be this council or the council coming, the new council in October, we don't know that yet. We haven't decided that as a council. So.
But the point remains in this interim period, however long it lasts, and if the premier says, well, the municipality can make up its own mind about these things, no large-scale wind development projects can be launched because there's no bylaw at the
Correct.
Moment.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's the same as a moratorium, I guess, isn't it?
I guess it's another form of it, we can't control what another council will do, so if we...
No, true enough.
You know, if we placed a five-year moratorium, it would be rather irrelevant when a new council's coming in. So.
Well, but at least for the time being, it's... Have you had any reaction from some of the large-scale wind developers who were thinking about putting turbines in your area?
Yes, there's definitely... how can I say this... I don't think they're extremely happy about what we did, but I guess that's democracy. That's what happened.
Well, so, I guess you wouldn't expect them to be happy because wind developers, just like other developers, they want to be able to develop, right? And you're saying, well, okay, but not here.
Yes, that's correct. And I think it's just the history of the whole process has influenced how this came about, and in particular, the Oconia development on the North Mountain, if they had to come to the community at the beginning to let the community as a whole know what they're planning, fine. But they worked on this for 5 years, did not engage the community at all, and came to council in March and said, "This is what we are proposing to do in your area." So,
what did they think? They were in Ontario?
I think they must have thought that everybody was asleep here. Really, I don't know, but they certainly got the attention of the community.
How big? Just to give us an idea of scale, how big was that proposal?
Well, it took in an area. Well, let's see. I would say at least 10 miles by the width of from the top of the North Mountain to the Bay of Fundy, which is another, I would say, 5 to 6 kilometers, kilometers.
Yeah, yeah.
But it involved 4,500 acres of leased options that they had acquired in this period of time.
Yeah.
And their first project in this area would have been a 30 to 50 megawatt project.
The first of many, essentially.
Well, that's once they start, usually there's phase 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, this is looking way down the road.
Well,
but,
sure.
But the fact remains, we're the third densely populated areas in the province too. We have there was a toll taken here. Then there's 1,000 homes in this area that they were proposing to do this project. And people don't realize that. They think no one really lives up here, or very few people live up in the mountain areas, but not so. And
people in big cities never get it, do they?
Well, if they haven't lived in the country, they don't appreciate it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, I mean, do you think then there must be other municipalities where the same kind of situation would exist? Do you think that they might be having second thoughts now that your council has taken this move?
I don't know. I know that there are definitely are people in other municipalities that do not want to go this route, but it means I don't think that maybe they're as organized as the communities are in Kings County.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. In the presentations, we had two people from Digby. They have a wind farm there, and these folks were experiencing major issues with that farm. And this is that's pretty well, hasn't been there that long. And I don't know. I think in a matter of time, as what's maybe happening in Ontario, that wind sounds great, but let's see what happens over a period of a few years to see if the people are in fact affected.
If you race to put them all up and then we encounter large and sundry problems later, the turbines are already up. I mean, the smart thing is to look at this as you're doing well in advance, don't you think?
Yes, yes. No, well, I mean, the wind is always going to blow here, so it's not like it's going to run out in the next little bit.
So yeah.
If indeed there's areas in the county that we can do this. I'm sure it'll be looked at, but we're going to certainly have community engagement on the review process, and that's the intent of
a
possible citizens committee. So,
but they're in Nova Scotia. You have no provincial act, no corresponding green energy act that would suggest that the province has control over where these things go.
Correct.
You're not hampered by that, right?
No, we're not. I think in Ontario, is it the municipalities don't have a say? Is that what I'm hearing?
They can talk about the quality of the road that might go to the wind turbine, and they can sort of rearrange the deck chairs. But the decisions are all made at Queen's Park.
Wow. Yeah.
And essentially, what happens is then wind turbine operators appear before local councillors, much the same as the experience that you described, and say, here's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then they hold public hearings in which the control of the public hearings is in the hands of the wind turbine companies. Not much information is exchanged, and everybody goes away unhappy.
Yeah, yes, no, that's too bad. I certainly have I strongly believe that the municipal units should be should be have the say.
Oh, absolutely.
Things like this, you know.
But in health concerns were pretty well were one of the things at the top of your list, were they not?
Well, that was a big issue for sure. And
yeah.
Another big issue is the devaluation of properties.
Yeah.
Now, there was, I know of at least three or four young families that want to build homes. Their families live up here, but and they have lots, but they're holding back because they found out that their adjacent properties have got land leases with the Konya company. And there is evidence, strong evidence, that property values can be decreased anywhere from 20 to 40%.
Well, there's a whole list of concerns, isn't there?
And yeah, it goes on. And then we have CFB Greenwood, which they have, you know, safety, air safety concerns. So we've got a lot of things to consider when we set a policy with respect to these in years in time to come. I guess I'm not sure when it'll happen, but we're hoping to get at it fairly soon if we can.
Here's a comment I just found from Jeff Jenner, who's the president and CEO of Sprott Power of Toronto, commenting on the decision. And he says, it certainly sends mixed messages because you have certain counties that are very pro-wind development and you have certain counties that appear to be against it for the time being. Well, so be it, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I don't know if there's, I don't think Kings County is sending a mixed message. They're saying, for the time being, not here.
That's correct.
Well,
and, I don't know. People are interpreting differently, and I of course, the proponents of wind look at what we're doing. They don't understand it at all. How could you be against wind? But when you really, you know, dwell into it and drill down on this whole subject, there's many issues that could affect communities and people, you know.
Well, and I think that's why that all over many provinces, we hire guys like you to say, hold it, wait a minute, we got to make sure that we're doing the right thing, that these wind turbines are at least at the end of the day in the public interest.
Yeah, well, yes, and I don't think any of the people are against the wind. It's just how it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I'm hoping something, a good balance will come out of this, and it's a win-win at the end of the day, but people just... You know, the proponents, in my mind right now, have got to wait till we have a good look at it and a good review.
Dick Killam, thanks very much for your thoughts today. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, and for your interest.
Okay, you're most welcome.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Dick Killam. He's a councillor for District 3 of the County of Kings, which is not that far outside of Halifax in Nova Scotia.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.